You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? It's Eric E.Z. Zuli, your man of the hour, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the Hollywood It Guy. Welcome to everybody that doesn't know about the show, is just tuning in. Welcome to Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, man, do we have an awesome show. And welcome to all the fans that listen every week. I really appreciate you guys. Everybody that follows E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast, and my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the content. And everybody that's following on Facebook and Twitter. And what are you doing right now? Are you sitting there on your Twitter and Facebook? And I want to hear. I want to hear your social media tips and secrets. If you want to hit us up, 914-338-1303. We have a fantastic, woo, man, we've been preparing for this show. We have a fantastic, really, really, really awesome show, hot show today. And this has been Disney Month. Disney Month has been fun. We've had Tommy Davidson Jr. And we've had Ochoa Boys. We've had Zach Callison. I hope you guys, and if you don't know about these shows, be sure to check out the archive, the Easy, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com, and you can go to the podcast shows and you can get a little bit more info on everything that goes on with the whole Easy Way movement. We have a really, I mean, you guys know, you've been seeing it broadcasted and advertised. We got Kent and Duty, shake it up. I can't do that well, but Kent and Duty, hey baby, I think I do that, that's pretty well. If anybody knows who Kent and Duty is, he plays Gunther Hessenheffer, the guy that speaks kind of like this. He has the Russian accent. I don't know if I do that well, but he's going to be coming on real soon, coming on 2:15, 2:20. He is our guest today on Easy Talk. I'm really anxious to talk to him about his journey and about his struggles and about his success and about his new music. You know, he's got a new album coming out. I know everybody's been anxiously waiting for that. And my apologies, guys. I apologize. I'm grabbing a different phone. The phone kind of cut out, and we had some Cox technical difficulties. I'm so sorry, guys. I was like right in the middle of my flow, my mojo. Everything was moving. So no, the show has not been canceled. It hasn't stopped. Please stay tuning in. Oh man, I can't believe that just happened. But it's all good. We do it the easy way. We keep it moving. So, Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for Blog Talk and featuring us and supporting us and always featuring us on the homepage and you know, always just pushing us. And now Blog Talk's following me on Twitter. I appreciate that. Make sure you guys, if you guys are ever looking to create your own show, create your own type of way of getting things out there and create your own fan base, Blog Talk is a really great vehicle to do that. I'm telling you, blogtalkradio.com, you can create your own show each week. Kind of create your, it's a great way to really build your fan base if you're looking to do that. I recommend any of the Easy Way supporters to definitely looking to doing that. So we have a couple fans that we're going to be shouting out today. I'm looking forward to that. We've had a couple fans that have hit us up and asked a couple questions for, well, we had a lot of fans actually hit us up, but we picked two specific questions from a couple fans for this wonderful show today with Kent and Duty. And so stay tuned for that coming up real soon here. Now, if you guys want to interact with us, if you want to interact with any of the shows, if you want to talk to any of our guests, if you want to be on the show, remember you can go to letter E, letter Z, Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting at gmail.com. Hit us up, guys. We want to hear from you. And, man, it's just, we got a lot of shows. If you guys don't know about it, I want to tell you about some of the shows that are on the station as well. We have a sports and music show with former NBA star Maurice Egger that talks to NBA stars, NFL stars, and a lot of really cool guests. And then we have a show coming soon. We have a show actually for models. We're going to be doing a show that's actually going to be inspiring other models, any models that have questions about contracts and situations and, you know, how to be a model and how to pose and, you know, things like that. You know, we're going to be talking to the more established models. We're going to have the more established models on the show. And it's a show that we're developing, Easy Way Broadcasting and developing. It's going to be coming soon, so keep tuning into that. You can like our fans page at Easy Way Broadcasting. On Facebook, obviously, and you can keep in tune with all the shows. We also have a Latino-based show from Jackie's Vida Loca every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check that out. Really funny show. And then we have my show on Fridays. You know, the guy that cuts out and just kind of, like, disappears and has technical difficulties. Yeah, that show, Easy Talk. Sorry about that. Saturday, we have Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, which check out his show tomorrow. He's going to be talking about, you know, I guess the environment, community, and, you know, some people that are making some things happen in the dance world and in a positive way, and that's pretty cool. So that's every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to be launching EasyWayBroadcasting.com really soon. You guys will have all the definite info on all the shows, what shows, who's who, how you can interact with the hosts, how you can interact with the guests, a lot of really cool stuff. We got videos, we got everything, and it's also powered and interacted and connected to WTV Networks, the WTV.com. That is a really cool entertainment news blog, major, huge kind of conglomerate blog site, and you'll see all the entertainment news. And also on this show, we have a segment called Hollywood 411. What's Hollywood 411, you ask? Hollywood 411 is actually presented by the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. Yes, Easy Talk actually gets information and gossip before the National Enquirer even comes out. And we give you a little preview, a little teaser of what's coming out of the National Enquirer and some cool gossip. So make sure you tune in to the full end of this show. And you listen to the gossip about Will Smith and Justin Bieber and some of the... I was listening. I was like, damn! So make sure you listen to that. It's really cool. And I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a crazy nut in Hollywood. I like to have fun. And I hope you follow my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, and my show every Friday. So we have a couple cool opportunities for you guys. If there's any dancers out there, any singers out there, artists, people that are looking to get into the game. I've been in the Hollywood industry, the entertainment industry, the philanthropy industry for Hollywood industry probably about 10 years, philanthropy industry, business industry, kind of new, more like a year, 2 years. But we're going to be opening some opportunities with some shows. We're going to be having castings real soon. We're going to be holding a casting for a television show coming out. So make sure you keep tuning in to Easy Talk. Follow EricZuley, or like my fans page, Eric Zuley Fans. We're going to be casting for a really, really awesome television show coming out. I'm really excited for that. I'm hosting it. Can't tell you any more information on it, but make sure you tune in. It's going to be awesome. Also, Shane Sparks has a lot of casting opportunities and audition opportunities on his show, so make sure you tune into the Planet Dance. And make sure that you just do it the easy way. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we're going to break to a quick commercial, guys, and I will be right back. I promise I won't drop off again. It's WTV Networks powering the Easy Way Broadcasting Station Network. This is Easy Talk. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easyzuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, guys. Yes, it's your man, Eric Easyzuli, Hollywood It Guy. Yes, that's me. And we've actually gone to a lot of really cool events lately. We've gone to a lot of cool events. We just went to a Stevie Wonder event celebrating the Funk Brothers getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that was a lot of fun. I got to meet Stevie Wonder. There's actually a video. If you can actually go to theeasyshow.com if you want to check out that event. And a lot of the events that we do in Hollywood, I have a show, guys. I want to kind of tell you a little bit about my show. I don't really speak too much about it. I haven't really promoted it properly. But thanks to some mentors and people that I have dealt with, I have been learning. So I want to tell you guys about my show. It's on IMDb. If you want to check me out on IMDb, it's a TV series, and it's on the web. It's called The Easy Show. And the motto, the premise of it is you just hang with Easy. You hang with me. And I'm around a lot of celebrities. I've interviewed over 2,500 celebrities in my life. And I'm also a philanthropist. I'm also involved in the community. I work with about 11 different charities. So I kind of combine the Hollywood and the charities. And we go to a lot of cool philanthropy events. And we help kids, and we help the homeless, and we help music organizations. I'm on the board of about 7 different organizations. And we also go to really cool Hollywood events. So if you've ever wanted to meet some celebrities that you may see on TV, you may watch them on the movies, you may listen to them on the radio, sports figures, I may be hanging out with them. I'll interview them, and I'll get them to talk to you. I really try to help celebrities interact with their fans, you, the fan, the people that are listening to the show, you guys, the fuel of the Easy Car, and actually all the radio and media. But I just want to give back. You know, I've always really appreciated the support of social media. I'm up to like 710,000 something followers on Twitter now, and I love all you guys so much for enjoying the Easy Way movement, enjoying how we're moving. And so I want to, you know, try to give back, and I get the celebrities to try to sign autographs or talk to you. A new thing I'm going to be doing, and you guys might like this, is that we're going to get the celebrities to start tweeting you, retweeting you. And it's kind of like the digital signature. I was listening to my man Mo Egger with Sports and Music with Mo Egger on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Easy Way Broadcasting. And he was talking to a couple NBA star friends, and one of the NBA star guests he had actually said, Twitter is like the new digital autograph. I really was digging that. I really was hearing that, and that's true. Twitter is like the new digital autograph. You actually it's I guess the fans love it. You guys love it when we retweet you and you get a follow, and that's what I'm trying to do, actually, is I'm trying to interact with some of the celebrity friends I happen to be associated with and just kind of be the middleman for you guys, the middle Hollywood guy to help these celebrities interact with you and get you connected as much as possible. And if you guys have questions and you want to interact, you always can go to you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, and we will check it out. We'll submit it, and by the way, we got I think it was like 50 emails for today's show, for Kent and Duty, and we did pick 2 specific questions, and we are going to mention 2 specific people. And when you guys email, by the way, when you guys email Easy Way Broadcasting, please say your Twitter, please say your Facebook, so we can let the celebrity know who to follow and who to interact with, because when you guys don't do that, we can't obviously let them know. So please make sure that you put your, you say your Twitter, you say your Facebook, you say whatever you want the interaction to be with, and you know, make sure you do that. So we're gonna take a quick break again. Once again, we'll play play some music by this artist. Actually, she's called Alizé. I heard her on Shane Sparks from I heard her on that show, and this is a little bit of her music. And when we come back, we got our special guest, and you guys all know who he is, so we'll be back soon.
Tell them stop.
We have a cold
break. You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that man, not a boy that can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep it wide awake. Say,
welcome to the show. Welcome to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way. And we appreciate you being on. Oh, what's this? I'm just playing with you, man. Hey, hey, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate the time. I know you got a lot of moving and shaking you're doing here. But so tell us, man. Now you got a ton of fans listening right now. You got me listening. Believe it or not, I'm 30 years old and I do watch the show. And I got one thing to tell you. I got one thing to say.
Hey, baby.
No, okay.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just really excited. I've got a lot of cool news coming up for the fans and, you know, and you as well. Thank you again for having me on the show. I'm glad we got to talking, I don't know, a few months ago about me coming on, and I'm glad that it came to fruition.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how that sometimes doesn't happen. And, you know, I actually teach. I do focus seminars sometimes, and I teach motivation where it's all about focus and follow-up, and you have to do that to make things come to fruition. I remember when I first met you, and, you know, I looked up, I was like, oh, man, that's Gunther. That's Gunther Essenefer right there. Okay, cool. All right, let's get an interview going. And we did a little pop-locking. And I didn't know that you danced and stuff, and I didn't know about the music. So I'm anxious to actually talk to you on the show and hear more about your music career and all that fun stuff. But you got some moves, brother.
Why, thank you. You as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, Ken, you know, tell us. We're doing the easy way crystal ball here, and I was looking, obviously, you know, looking at, you know, you're born in Texas, and you've had a really, really interesting career. You started with the Christmas Carol, that was one of your first, I think, like, actual bookings and kind mm-hmm. of the starting of your career, right?
Yes, it was at Dallas Theater Center. I was, I think, around 10 years old, and I had never acted before other than like an acting camp, which, you know, and the way, you know, the way I was brought up, I just sort of did camps here and there, and this was a theater camp that was just sort of, you know, mixed in with my basketball stuff and my baseball camps, and I found a love for it, and it was everything was happening at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, and then you started kind of progressing more into 2004, and then you got Ragtime, and then you got commercials with McDonald's and Walmart, and you know, so I mean, we could talk about your whole career. You've been on Jay Leno, you've been on the Tonight Show, you've done a lot of stuff. But can you really tell us what you want to think about if you were to tell us your journey from when you first started as a kid growing up to where you are now in 2013?
I'm the kid that went from doing PowerPoint presentations in his honors third grade class to now I'm, you know, trying to be an inspiration to other kids my age and kids younger than me and even those quote-unquote kids that are older than me. And, you know, just sort of show them that it doesn't matter who you are, but you can always pass the buck, you know. You can always share the love with somebody else and just make their day. Like, just holding an elevator door open for somebody can brighten their whole day because they could be having a horrible day. And you holding that elevator door open can change the day for them, can change the world. And so that's where I am now. And that's, you know, that's where I am in my life and where I'm trying to and, you know, my fans are incredibly inspirational to me every day because I wake up and, you know, I'll check my Twitter and see because, you know, I'll be in bed while some of my fans are out and about during the day and they'll tweet me some really cool stuff like, hey, Kenton, hope you're having an awesome day. I'm at school, but I'll be thinking about you and praying for you. And, you know, it just starts the day off right. And so, you know, I'll try and post something inspirational like I'm thinking about you guys. Or you know, just whatever I can comes to mind at the time. But they really, I don't think I could ever have any better fans than I have because they're perfect in every way to me, and I never want to let them down.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that a lot of Disney stars, a lot of people that are on TV, they get a family fan base, and they just monitor your life. I don't want to get too deep with your personal life, but does that ever, do you ever think like, wow, you know, am I going to let them down? You know, and they seem to get really personal with celebrities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sort of, it helps me judge, I think, a little bit better than a normal 17-year-old or, you know, I'm soon to be 18, but it helps me. I look at things from a different perspective because, you know, normal would just be like, oh, YOLO, you know, and just like jump for it. Typically, you know, it's a stereotype. But for me, it's like I'll see something and I'll be like, oh, it sounds like an interesting idea. But, you know, what would my, you know, but if I like think I have a little bit of doubt, then my second thought is, well, what would my fans think if I did this? And then that usually helps me like pull myself out from doing something stupid.
Yeah, you know, speaking of fans, you got to tell me some fun fan stories that you've had. I know you've probably had a lot of fun episodes. Oh, sign my cell phone or sign my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of my favorites, I was at a Cody Simpson concert hanging out with Allie outside because Cody and Grayson were signing their autographs on right through the door. And we were just hanging out outside talking, and my mom and sisters had come out, and then Allie and I were talking to fans, and I waved to my sisters and just asked them how they liked the concert because I'd, you know, been back and forth between backstage and with them. And they're like, oh, it was cool. You know, and then a fan realized, oh, my gosh, that's his family. So she runs over and she's like, what's it like being his little sister? And she looked her dead in the eye and goes, he's just annoying. He's just as annoying as your older brother. Trust me. And I think that's the, like, because, my sisters just keep it real. And, you know, she didn't try to sugarcoat it, just straight up. So I think that's probably one of my favorite fan stories, just because it involves my family and I love my sister so much, but it's just the fact that she like didn't even try to sugarcoat it at all.
Yeah, she's just like, this is what it is, and yeah, it's a blast living with this dude. Okay, and so the Kids' Choice Awards. Man, my brain's not working. The Kids' Choice Awards, we just had the Kids' Choice Awards. Did you go to the Kids? I'm assuming you went, right?
I actually did not. I think I did not go to the Kids' Choice Awards. I had a guys' night where we watched Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, if you would have went to the kids'
boards, guys' night happened.
Guys, well, hey, you know, bros before kids' choice awards, I guess.
Exactly.
No, speaking of the fans, I mean, we're on the top of the fans, and we had about 50 different emails of questions for you, but we had a couple particular select questions that we picked out, and if you didn't mind, what I'd actually like to do is the people that we picked out, if they're listening, you guys can tweet me or Kenton or Easy Way Broadcast and make sure that you interact and get with us, and you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. We'll get your information, and I'm hoping maybe you can do a headshot autograph, or you can autograph something. We send some stuff out to them.
Definitely. Without a doubt, yes.
But I knew you'd say yes, man, because I met you. I mean, you know, I want to throw this out there, too. Anybody that's listening, you see the character on television, and then you meet the person, you meet the actual person that's not the, you meet the actual actor, and then you have the character on television. And when I met you, like, I assumed being a Disney star and being on one of the biggest shows there is pretty much on Disney, you were going to be a little bit standoffish and whatever. This guy was so down to earth and so humble and so cool. Like, oh yeah, let's do an interview. Oh yeah, you know, I don't know you, but I'll dance. You know, we'll bustle. By the way, we need to do that again because I actually lost the footage and I don't even want to go into that story.
Oh,
I was, like,
no
my,
way.
I was banging my head against the wall for the whole night. I got like in my, I don't know. It was not fun. And I've been trying
we'll
to like
get, we'll make a music video out of it.
There you go. Make a music video. Or, you know, I also host for Actors Reporter and Actors E Entertainment and some other cool stuff too. So we'll get you in the studio and we'll do even better. And you know, I looked at it. I was like, hey, this really sucks. Excuse my French, but it really was not cool. But I'm gonna see him again. He knows Kate Mesta. We're all family. It's all good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, by the way, guys, this interview, I want to make sure we throw the love. This interview is brought to you by KateMesta.com. Kate Mesta's a jewelry company that is in support of the Easy Way, in support of Kenton Duty. We rock their jewelry, and I wouldn't have met Kenton if it wasn't for Kate Mesta's last event. And if you guys want to check it out, you can Google Kate Mesta and Eric Zulli or The Easy Show, and you can see some of this, or WTV, actually, the WTV or WTV Networks. You can see a lot of the footage, a lot of the cool stuff from the launch. But thank you, Kate Mesta, for the possibility of the introduction. So, Mr. Kenton, there's so many things to talk to you about. After you had your journey, I mean, let's go through your life a little bit. We had the Tonight Show. I mean, you were in 2007. You must have been, if you're 17 now, you must have been smaller, a little kind of younger.
I was probably about half my size, and I had the most terrible face you can imagine.
And that must have been an experience meeting someone like Jay Leno that's on a major television show like that, The Tonight Show. You know, talk to us about that experience. What were some of the questions? Butterflies? What was up?
I did a lot of his little, you know, sketches. I think the first one I did was a spelling bee sketch where one of the kid who's doing it is trying to spell, I think, asparagus, and he gets it wrong, and it's like, what if ESPN took over the National Spelling Bee? And then this giant football player comes and tackles him, you know, out of the camera frame. And Jay came down and he hung out at the sketch. He met all of the, you know, there are three of us, there are three of the kids here, and it was myself, another guy, and a girl. And he just, you know, introduced himself. He was just very down to earth. He was just really cool. He was, hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for coming and working on the show. I'm really glad to have you guys here. Are you guys having fun today? Everybody treating you nice? Like, he just really wanted it to be a great experience. For us, and I really appreciated that because, you know, it was my first time working with him, and I went on, I think, to do three or four other sketches for him throughout my career with Jay. And the last one I did was I actually went out, instead of just shooting it behind the scenes, I actually went out onto the stage, and you know, everybody like that knew me was watching it, and he goes, Keaton, and he'd known me now for a few years, and he comes back to the stage, he's like, oh my gosh, Kenton, I'm so sorry, I don't even know how that happened, and he was just mortified with himself, and it was cool, because he didn't try to play it off like, oh, I meant to say that, or he didn't, you know, try and be, you know, mean about it or anything, but, I mean, he came back, and he was so sincere about how sorry he was that he messed up my name and everything, and I'm like, it's totally cool, I'll get you back when you interview me one day, and so, you know, that's our little career together. But I've always just liked how down-to-earth he was and how nice he was to everybody around him.
Yeah. I haven't had the honor and pleasure of meeting him yet, but I've heard he's very down-to-earth, and that must have been a really cool experience. And, you know, you've had a lot of other progressions and a lot of other things you've done, but I think the next one that was really accomplishing for you was The Lost. You did the ABC's Lost, and you played Jacob, right?
I did. And that was a lot of fun because I'd started watching Lost, I think episode one, with my grandmother, who I call Mimi. So Mimi and I would always, you know, that was our thing. Like, even if we weren't together, I would call her up after watching an episode, and we'd have our theories and, you know, everything else and just talk about it. And that was one way of us just staying connected. And which is one reason, by the way, I like working on Shake It Up, because a lot of grandparents will watch the show, and that's how they connect with their grandkids, and it just helps, like, forge that bridge. And I'm really glad that I get to be a part of that. So I just thank all the grandparents for supporting the show as well. So then when I actually got to work on the show, she was dying to know who I was, and I didn't even know who I was till the third episode in for me. And so I was just holding it over like I did, but I never actually said that I knew. And so I just kept playing it sort of off like I did, but I didn't. And then when I did find out, I really had to be careful because she was trying to find every little way to figure out, you know, because, like, when you're a Lost fan, like, you are a Lost fan, and you had to – and we had that mentality with each other. But it was a really fun show to work on because, yet again, super down to earth. Everybody was – Josh Holloway especially, Terry O'Quinn. We would just, you know, get out the guitars and just jam on set for fun. In between scenes with Jorge, he and I played Scrabble in between scenes. But it was fun. Everybody was down to earth. Everybody was just super nice. It was great to work in Hawaii on the beach for some of my scenes and in the jungle where, you know, you'd never go if you just were going there, you know, for vacation. And I think that was, like, the coolest, one of the cooler places I've ever gotten to work just because it was beautiful. I got to take my dad with me. You know, we had a good time because we'd be able to just relax after, you know, a day of work. And it was really cool to be in the jungle. But really, for me, what was really cool was the fact that these guys were on a really hit phenomenon show. And then, you know, this 14-year-old kid comes along. And I got treated like everybody else. And I was just on – they treated me at the same peer level. And I was like everybody's little brother. And I really enjoyed that. And I still have some great memories. And I have some great friends from it.
Yeah, that was a big show. And then you moved on, and then you got – okay, so we'll get into the Shake It Up. And you know I'm going to turn you into Gunther. You got to play your role as Gunther a little bit because all your fans know Gunther and the accent. Do you mind? I'm going to actually kind of play a game with you when we
what
get to this.
What accent are you talking about? I don't know what accent you're talking about at all.
No accent at all. No, not – it's,
no,
it's,
no,
that's,
it is you who has the accent.
I do not have a no accent. I'm not very good at that. I'm looking like a fool on my own show here. But so you know, actually, and this was I'm going to ask one of the fans' question. This is funny. This was a question, but they wouldn't tell us who they were. They wanted you to do four of your best accents. They wanted you to hear. So whatever fan that is out there that emailed us and tweeted us and asked for this question, you are. I wish I knew who you were. But that was a great question. Would you mind doing that for us, Kenton? Can you do four of your best accents?
Four of my best. Okay, so I'm from Texas, so I got to do a Texas accent then. So, you know, I feel that the Southern accent is a dialect that can be misconstrued quite a bit. So that's that one. And then what else we got? For all the ladies out there, they really like the British and the Australian accents, so I've got to do those as well, because I noticed that they really like the British and the Aussie guys, so you just really got to just, there's a difference between the two, but not a lot of people can actually tell most of the time when they're doing it. So there's three, and then my best act, and then if I combine German, Russian, Italian, and Irish, you get, hello baby, this is Gunther Eisenhower, how are you doing today? Those are my best four.
That's crazy. I can do a little spot of tea. I can do a little bit of a British.
Oh,
is that British or English? Yeah. I don't know.
You can do a little English. I can tell.
A little bit there. But let's talk about your coaching and your career progressing into acting, and you know there's probably a lot of people that want to be actors, that want to act, and maybe want some advice from you as far as preparation when you're going into auditions and things like that. You know, would you mind, mm-hmm. you know, just take us, like, let's say you're in front of an audition. What is your, how do you prepare? How do you book a role? You know, what do you think does it?
Well, for me, I like to dress as similar to the character as I can without going over the top, just so that way you can feel like you're the character. As an example, when I originally went in as Gunther, I took one of my mom's pink, like, sort of blousy shirts. Like, it was very, like, flowing, and then I wore a white T-shirt under it, and I wore a cargo jacket over it, so that way I wouldn't get weird looks from the other people in the waiting room. But when I went in, I went, oh, it's a little hot in here. Do you mind if I take off my jacket? And they're like, oh, yeah, of course, take it off. So I took off my jacket, and then out comes this big pink thing. And the reason I put it on was because I just imagined Gunther just wearing all these vibrant colors, which, you know, he went into wearing, and so I was glad that I saw it that way because it helped. But just wearing, like, something that I wouldn't typically wear helped me to go into that mindset of a different person. But to prepare for an audition, just really, I like to know the words in and out, because then I can really explore the character and really have fun with it. Because I like to see acting as a way of literally being in somebody else's shoes, you know, because the saying goes, you don't know somebody until you've walked a mile in their shoes. Well, actors get to walk miles upon miles in many, you know, people's shoes. And I think that's one reason that, you know, a lot of these great, great actors are actually really amazing philanthropists. I can't say the word right now. Thank you.
There you go.
It's like I kept tripping over it as I was trying. You got my back, indeed. And, you know, that's why they're out there and they're really supporting other people, because they've, you know, they've lived through that, through certain characters, and that's helped them to just really understand. Yeah. But, yeah,
so,
definitely walk in somebody else's shoes, I think. Yeah.
So basically, you really put yourself into that mindset, into that character. You really put yourself into those shoes, and you become that person as much as you possibly can, as far as dressing, as far as everything. You just become that person. That's your advice?
Yep.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. So, you're talking about, you've mentioned philanthropy, and I noticed that you were posting and you were putting out some stuff, and you had some stuff on your website about charity projects and stuff. Talk to us about the philanthropist side of Ken Duty.
Well, I'm a really big anti-bully guy. Just because, one, it doesn't make any sense why you'd want to bring somebody else down, at all. And so being where I am and being, you know, having kids look up to me, I really feel that I need to, you know, shine that light. So I'm really big on anti-bullying, and I work with a lot of different charities on it. And then with the whole bullying thing, what I've been bullied about a lot in my life was, at one point I was really, really short, and then I, you know, my food allergies. So I work with food allergies, and on my 17th birthday, I went to Washington, D.C., with FAN. They're called FAIR now, though, FARE. And I went out and actually talked on Capitol Hill with different senators and congressmen about a food allergy bill that for epinephrine. So, you know, like, and I'm really big on that, because a lot of kids get, like, and so this is actually a crossover thing. A lot of kids get bullied because of their food allergies. But the bullying that takes place can sometimes be nearly fatal, or even has been fatal. And there's a lot on that. And so if people are interested in that, definitely go and look into it and get involved. I really would appreciate it. And then another charity is cystic fibrosis. I've met a lot of just really inspirational kids with cystic fibrosis. And so definitely if you guys are interested in any of the charities on my website, I tweet about them a lot. So just stay up on that. And, yeah, whatever you guys want to jump in on, be sure to let me know, and I can help you out wherever you need.
Yeah, I apologize about that feedback, by the way, guys. But that's awesome, Ken. We're going to have to talk on that behind the scenes then, because I work with a couple anti-bullying events and charities and whatnot as well. And actually, if anybody that's listening goes to HollywoodItGuy.com, there's actually a post that I did post on a kid actually passing away because of bullying. And it is a very serious issue. It's something that should be taken very seriously. And I think a lot of it is responsibility of the parents, you know, the upbringing of things. And also, you know, people always think about the person being bullied. What about the bully? What about helping them to not want to bully? You know what I mean?
And you know what? That's actually a great segue into a movie that I just did called Contest, where I am the bully. And so I, you know, and it's very much it, one part of the storyline is very much about what you're just saying. It's about why is he the bully and helping him and him changing his life around to because he sees like why like how wrong it is. And actually, and with my music, I actually wrote a song for the movie with a good friend of mine, Peter, in New York, and we wrote it and for you know and did he did all the production and. It's I like to think of it as a redemption song because it's, you know, you're like, it's about, you know, breaking the chains and really just pushing past yourself to become that person that you really want to be and see yourself in the, you know, in the mirror and the reflection as. And, but yeah, so Contest is actually right now in post-production. So I'm really excited for the fans to see it because they've been really, really, head on about it and really excited about it. A lot of them are like posting hashtag Team Matt and, you know, all this stuff, because I play Matt Freilich. But, yeah, so I'm really excited for them to see that because I think it's going to be a really great movie for kids to see because if, you know, you're a bully and you'll see it and you'll be like, wait, I do that. Oh, no. You know, and they'll maybe hopefully turn some heads and be like, wait, we need to really look at this.
I am totally with that, man. As far as if you're doing a Twitter campaign or hashtagging whatever, count me in 100%. I'll shoot it out to my 700,000-plus followers, and I mean, that's a major thing. In fact, I really want to talk to you about that, but let's go into the interview. I know the fans want to hear so much more stuff, but that's really cool that you're into that, and we'll go into that. But let's also talk about some questions that we did get, and here is a fan that actually asked, and since you mentioned the music, this is a good transition into this. Arielle, I hope I'm saying this right, Arielle has been a big, long-time fan, and there's like exclamation. It's cute, there's exclamations, there's some different like grammar things that they put, but I'm going to try to do it like they did it. I have been a long-time fan. Oh, well, that doesn't work. And you are amazing. That really didn't work. I'm killing myself on my show here. You're amazing and a true inspiration to all. And her question to you, Kenton, is when should we expect your album to be released and how would you describe it in three words? That's not bad.
Good question. All right. Well, right now I'm actually – tonight I'll even be going back. We've finished about – Four concrete songs for the album. We're going to be writing a new one probably either tonight or next week. Some cool tour dates are right now in the works, but, you know, it's too early. So, like, in a week or two, I'm going to probably be able to share some really great news about some shows coming out, but it's too premature to say, like, right now, like, who it will be with and whatnot. But some really exciting stuff is happening in my music, and I'm really excited about it. But to describe it in three words... I'll say it in a sentence. I'm finding my own style.
Okay. Yeah. And when you say you're finding your own, so you're kind of trying to maybe mesh a couple different people's style into your own.
Yes. Like some people that I really looked up to, you know, and I've really always sort of loved. And so I'm trying to just sort of pull them all together and, you know, and do things that other people aren't.
Here's another one. We're going to have to talk on the music side because I actually got into the industry through music. I used to produce and I actually freestyle rap. I used to perform and stuff like that. See, we got a lot of comedy you didn't even know about. I'm just some tall, crazy guy.
No,
this is
pretty cool.
All right, now we have one other question, and this is from Cecilia Denmark. And Cecilia Denmark is asking, do you still own your horse?
I do. Prince is still alive and kicking. He's in Waco, Texas right now. His birthday is actually in a couple weeks.
I want to go horseback riding.
Horseback, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. They're such beautiful and majestic creatures. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
I've always...
sitting out by the fence and just watching them just run.
Yeah, I've always thought of a game, and I'm just going to throw my idea out here and watch. Someone's going to end up doing this, but I was thinking about a game where you ride horses and you paintball.
Oh. Oh. That sounds really cool. But you see, the thing is, for me, because I've grown up with them, I'd want to be able to build, like, some armor for the horse.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd never want to hit the horse.
You know what I mean? Because you'd want to, like, make medieval paintball armor.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And we're starting a new thing. You're gonna probably see some theme park with in some country somewhere, doing the paintball horseback riding and we'll create like a special Kenton Duty armor. Watch, you're gonna have someone hitting you up, be like, hey, I'm a designer. I design armor, and I want to talk to Kenton. That'd be cool.
That wouldn't be bad. I'd enjoy that actually. That'd be pretty cool.
All right, so let's talk about
you and I will have to start our own league and team, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, we'll just start our own trend, the Kenton way. The Keezy way? I don't know. let's talk about, you know, Shake It Up. You're with Sun, you know, you're doing your thing with Caroline Sunshine, and you know, a lot of your fans know you as Gunther and Tinka. And yeah, what were some of your favorite episodes? I know you probably did a couple 500 episodes, or how many episodes did you do?
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. But one of my favorite episodes by far was the Vatala Hoots It Up, because we had the parents, and you got to see where Gunther and Tinka live, and I really enjoyed that. And then also the season 2 finale. Oh, that was so much fun to shoot the opening dance number for, because it was like a 3-way dance battle between 3 different crews, and we part of our crew actually swings in from, I don't even know how high, on this sort of jungle gym cage thing, and I think it was called the Thunderdome, but it was just so much fun to shoot. And then where the Shake It Up Chicago crew is dancing is actually the Adam Irgoyen and Kenton Duty song Show You How.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever done anything behind the scenes with the cast? Any music videos, anything that has never come out? Or, you know, talk to us about some of the cast stories. Because I looked on YouTube, and you're obviously friends with everybody on Disney, but it looks like, you know, you can really tell that you're friends with your cast, and not everybody is also friends behind the scenes. They do their work and then they bounce, but you seem to be friends with the entire cast on the show.
Oh, they're like my brothers and sisters, you know. We all hang out, we all communicate, and especially me, I think myself and Davis, because I love him like my little brother, and I think it is mutual. But yeah, he's my little bro, and what we started doing, I think season 2 is when it really kicked in, is I would go and hang out with him at lunch, and we'd eat, we'd run both of our scenes. So whatever scenes he was doing, and then whatever scenes I was doing, and then we'd play Call of Duty, and that would be our hour of lunch, and then we'd go back doing work. But it was just really fun because I really got to bond with him really, really well, and he's just such a mature young man, and I really love him.
That's cool, man. So you're a Call of Duty man, huh? You're a video game guy.
Well, I have my last name in it, so I have to be decent.
Yeah, exactly. When are they gonna do the Kenton Duty game?
That'd be funny. Well, you'll be riding, you know, horses in the game and playing paintball.
Yeah, exactly. So we're watch. This is gonna happen. We're gonna get a phone. We're gonna get a phone call or something. All right.
Easy
so
duty.
Let's. What did you say?
Easy duty.
Easy duty. I don't know about that. We're gonna have to let the fans decide.
We'll figure it out.
So anybody that's listening, guys, this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. We got Kenton Duty and your man Easy, the Hollywood It guy. We want to hear from you, 914-338-1303. We had a couple calls before, but unfortunately I wasn't picking up calls at that time, and they bounced off. So we apologize for not grabbing those calls, but thank you for calling in. Anybody else that wants to call in? We have about 5 phone calls. I feel bad now. But again, Kenton Duty, Easy Way Broadcasting. Glad you guys are enjoying the show. Now I got a game for you, Kenton. I got a game.
Okay.
And it can be embarrassing. It can not. I don't know. But we're gonna do who really is Kenton Duty behind the scenes, like personally. Okay. Messy room or clean room?
Clean.
Liar. Okay. homework or slacker?
Homework.
Okay.
I'm actually notorious for getting called, hey, let's hang out. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing homework.
Oh, okay, so you're the are you a teacher's pet or regular student?
Which one?
teacher's pet or a regular student? I know you're probably homeschooled because you're a star and everything, but would you consider...
I'll say I used to be a teacher's pet when I was in school, but I'll say regular student.
Okay, cheesecake or regular cake?
Cheesecake.
And rock music or pop music?
Older rock music and newer pop music.
All right. I got many, many more of those. And what we're going to do, guys, is if you're listening, we're going to tweet. We're going to continue that. What you just heard right there, we're going to continue that on Twitter. And Ken, if you do me a favor here, we want to this show that my station is all about helping celebrities, public figures interact with their fans. So I want to continue what I just did, but on Twitter. With hashtags, and we're going to tweet back and forth. And if they hashtag Easy Way, will you do me a favor and will you either follow them or retweet them and interact with them?
Yes, of course.
All right, guys, so you heard it right there, Kenton Duty, Mr. Gunther Hessenhofer himself said if you hashtag, which is the number sign, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, and Kenton knows that it's from the show, Kenton will retweet you or possibly follow you guys. So continue it. I started it. We know a little bit about Kenton here. I want you guys to continue it and ask your questions. And it's got to be a multiple choice. Like, is it this or is it this? And make it real simple. And he'll know by the hashtag, and you know he'll follow you and retweet you. We appreciate that, Kenton. Now, so let's get into the music. Let's get into the music portion of Mr. Kenton Duty. I know you. You started a group of some sort, or you've joined a group. Help me out here. You started getting into music.
With music, the group that I was a part of, I did that as a sort of give back to my fans because I really wanted to interact with them, as you're saying. So I jumped on board just for like a few shows as a give back tour. But now I'm actually, I'm back to being solo. And I'm really excited about it because the fans really enjoyed getting to hear the music, and they had fun because we went to different schools and stuff like that. And so I was really happy interacting with the fans that way, and it really made me go, okay, I really got to get on this music stuff now because I've really enjoyed interacting with them on this frontier. And so now we're we're in the studio, we're working long days, long fun days. And we're moving fast. And so coming up this summer, or actually in 1 or 2 weeks, I'll be able to start sharing news, I think, about some shows coming up.
So your music career is transitioning. I really wish, man, I wish that we could have gotten a little piece or teaser or something of your music. We're going to have you come back on the show when you're ready to really hit the music and you're ready to, in fact, right before, can you do me the favor, before you're about to push out your music, we'll have you on again and we'll do a little couple teasers and kind of give them a taste of it right before your tour. Like, are you doing a tour or how are you launching your album?
I can't say yet. It's too premature, but you'll be one of the first to know for sure, other than my parents.
Well, yeah, and by the way, speaking of your parents, Shout-outs to Jeff. He's a really cool guy. I talked to him a little bit on the phone, but shout-outs to Jeff, and thank you for all of his help in moving this interview forward. And looking forward to hearing the music, man. Like I said, from one artist to another, game recognizes game, And I know you got dancing skills, so you definitely probably got the music skills. And the fans are probably anxiously awaiting to hear that album, I bet. It's crazy.
Me too.
So now, as far as moving forward in the acting future, 2013, I know you got some projects happening, and you got the bullying project, and you're playing a bully. That's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yes, I play one of the leads in contest. His name is Matt Prylick. He's actually the bully of the school. He's the hotshot, all star swimmer, captain. Captain of the team and everything going for him. And then something critical happens and he realizes that he needs to switch some things around. And then he, is battling, like whenever you change something about yourself, you're always, battling old habits. And I think it's a really cool thing because it shows, change in a person. And I went I was like, whoa, you know, after doing some scenes and, like, just really stepping back and going, wow, that was some good, you know, powerful stuff that I can even take away with me, you know, to keep me from ever really being mean to anybody in the future.
So do you mind if I, because I know we don't have any music, but if I put on some, how do you do your music? Do you write? Do you freestyle? Do you sing? What type of music is it that you, because I don't know anything about your music. Are you a rapper? Like, what do you do?
I can't really put out too much now because it's a big surprise.
Okay.
But I write.
You're a writer. Okay. So I was going to pop on a beat, and you know, if you wanted to do a little freestyle or something, you know, I know artists that hear good music, it just kind of takes them over, and maybe a little freestyle for the fans or something. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to put you on the spot like that, unless you wanted to be. But, you know, guys, you guys heard in the background, you probably heard that little cough, and I want to introduce you guys to a friend of mine that's actually been sitting here listening to this interview. His name is Big Willie G, Mr. Big Willie G, and he is in the, I guess you could say, the right places with Papa John's Pizza in the West Coast. And, yeah, he's kind of a man. He's going to be doing a show real soon here on Easy Way Broadcasting, but I wanted him to jump in and say hello to you guys. And he's a Ken Duty Shake It Up fan himself. What's up, Big Willie?
Absolutely. What's up? What's poppin', y'all?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, man, fantastic. How you doing, kid?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you feeling okay? If you're coughing, you're not getting allergies, right?
No. Thank God. Just, you know, it's just one of those things where you swallow the wrong way, and all of a sudden, it goes down the wrong pipe. It's one of them things like that. My man, it's good to hear your voice, family. Just want to say hello to send my salutations out to you. Doing a great job on the show. I look forward to seeing a lot of your more work coming up in the future. So look forward to seeing you shake it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, here's a man.
See, we jump out and we do it the easy way, guys. Sometimes we pop little surprises in there, here and there. And and by the way, Kenton, if you knew a couple of the people that are actually involved with Disney, they're listening to the show. You got some heavy hitters listening to the show right now. So that's why I was trying to get you to do a little something of your talent, because you never know what would happen. No, I'm kidding. I keep putting you on the spot there. But so now talk to us about what you feel like. This is a really unique question, and again, if there's anything you don't want to answer, it's perfectly okay. But talk to us about like what you feel a relationship should be, because you're 17, right? You're still a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, I feel a relationship like if we're talking serious relationship, is really it's trust, and to me, it's, you know, it's not having to, it's to be both of you. Here's the right word. Both partners in the relationship need to be able to be secure in themselves enough that they aren't totally dependent on each other. Because
that's a good answer.
Because then you're not, you know, you're not always together. You both have your sets of friends. You have your mutual friends, and then you have each other. Because then it's a healthy relationship all around.
And when you see that special person, do you go, hey, baby?
I don't typically, but maybe I should.
Should the fans, you know, when they see that person that they want to talk to and maybe, you know, get to know, should they walk up to them and go, hey, baby?
You know what?
Kidding.
It works for Gunther. It really did.
Does it? Well, if it works for Gunther, then it's gotta work for you guys. No, I'm kidding. So, Ken, let's get a little serious here, because I really want to throw out the struggles and situations that happened with these actors, and I try to always give the real of Hollywood. And to the fans that are listening, to all the listeners, can you be as real as you can with us and think about one or two of the struggles that you've witnessed and you've gone through, and how you coped with those struggles, how you got through them, and then you got to that success?
Well, just sort of to be general, I went through a lot of bullying in elementary school because of my height, because I was one of the shortest kids there. And then I wore glasses and I had a retainer, and I got picked on a lot for it. And what really pulled me through is I got to give it to my best friend Sean, and one of my best friends is my cousin Sarah as well. And they really, they've always been there for me. You know, they joke with me and make me smile. And then I've got my parents and my sisters and just my family, and they were always there for me. And they'd always just sit there, and they, they'd make me see the, you know, the bright side of everything. And I really appreciated that, because then I'd, you know, I'd walk back in and I'd have that shield, because I'd be confident in who I was. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm short now. I might be short for the rest of my life, but you know what? Or, you know, that's not something that defines me. And I think that's something that I've been able to take with me. And just, I really appreciate my family and my friends. And then my fans are so supportive, so supportive. You know, because I wake up every day and I see a message from them, and it just brightens it up.
All right, man, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but you know what? Look at where you are now. And I bet you a lot of those people who used to bully you were like, man, I wish I was friends with them back then.
probably, but then those aren't your real friends, you know?
You're right, and that's a message to everybody that's listening. Keep your friends very close. And keep your real friends, the people that have really showed you their love and trust and loyalty. Keep them very close and don't lose them. You know, the people that are loyal and that are real are very hard to come by. And a lot of people, especially successful people, you're going to have people that seem like your friends that are around you. So the real ones, make sure you stick and keep really close. So I have somebody that's been tweeting me. I've got a couple fans here. We give a shout out to, you ready, guys? They're like, oh, my God, they're going to mention my name. Oh. Kenton Esther, I hope I'm saying that right. Danish Dream Big and Nady Moya Dreamer. And, you know, Kenton, if you want to shoot them a shout out too, because they probably don't care about me. They're like, oh, I want to hear from Kenton.
I'm tweeting, but I tweet with them all the time on Twitter. I recognize those names anywhere.
Well, there you go, guys. So shout outs to you guys, and then always we got S. I got shout out to my biggest fans, Anna Carolina, and she's in Brazil. Shout outs to her. She's always supported us. And so shout outs to all the fans. And remember, guys, if you listen to the show and you interact, and again. The people that we've mentioned, and we're going to pick a couple select people for Kenton to send a signed autograph picture, me as well, if you guys want that. We need you to email us, broadcasting@gmail.com, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. By the way, Kenton, did you see that blog post? Did you see those posts? Did you like all the and everything?
I think so, I think I retweeted some as well.
No, and I appreciate that. You definitely did. The Hollywood It Guy, we put a special post out for you, and I want to make sure that we help backlink you as much as possible and really, really push your new album. And it's awesome, man. How you moving? And so, thank you for all the different pieces of advice. Thank you for everything that you do for your fans. And we're looking forward to all your projects. So I know we've been on for a while, and I appreciate all the time. Shout outs to the whole Kenton family circle, and let's talk about real quick. Kate Mesta, you rock Kate Mesta. We all rock Kate Mesta. What talk to us about your experiences with Kate Mesta jewelry, real quick.
Well, actually, I'm currently wearing two pieces of her lines. One of them's an old clock, and the other one's actually something that I hope the fans will be able to wear quite soon. If you see a bracelet that has a British bulldog on it, just know that's my Kate Mesta wear. I wear it pretty much every day. I wear it to all the events I go to, and it's actually right as of right now, it's a one-of-a-kind piece.
There you go. Yeah, so is the Kenton Duty line coming out? Is Kate Mesta going to be doing your line?
We hope so very soon. We'll be meeting together, and I love hanging out with them.
I'm anxious to see what that's going to be. They're working on something with me as well. So yeah, man, I appreciate it. I look at you as another friend. Looking forward to do a lot of cool stuff. Keep me in the loop. I'll be talking to your team about the stuff that you got coming up. And I'm gonna pop on a quick support commercial. And if you don't mind, at the end, if you could do a quick little drop and. That'll be about it. Now, actually, before I put this on, though, I want to give you your chance to shout out and say whatever particular things you want to say to your fans, your friends, your supporters, anything you want to promote, your website, your social media. Please go ahead.
For social media, I got my Twitter is @KentonJDuty. Definitely hashtag EasyWay and ask me whatever questions you want. I'll retweet. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a follow spree. You know, just I want to interact with you guys, so hit me up there. I've got my Instagram, which is @DreamersKing, and then my website is KentonDuty.com.
There you go. All right, guys, we're going to put this quick promo on, and Kenton, if you could, continue it when it's finished, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming on the show. So we'll be right back, guys.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood.
And now it's Mr. Kenton's turn. You're supposed to kind of like go along with the flow. It's okay.
All right, cool. Hey, guys, this is Kenton Doody from Disney Channel's Shake It Up, Dream Big, and I'm doing it the easy way. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
Wow. You now get the stamp of approval, the Easy Way Award, because I didn't even have to tell you how to do that. You are such a freaking acting professional. By the way, I got a little surprise for you, Ken. On behalf of the Easy Way Movement, behalf of my team, behalf of WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting, the Easy Show, and everything that we do, I am on the board of the EOTM Awards. It actually stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move, and we recognize actors, we recognize individuals like yourself. You're doing your music, you've had a very established acting career, and we'd like for you, I'd like to personally on my show nominate you for the EOTM Awards, and I'd like for you to, if that's something that you think you'd enjoy, you can, that's going to be at the Club Nokia on August 4th. You can go to EOTMAwards.com, see who else is nominated. We'd be honored to nominate you and maybe even have you present, man. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I would love to. That'd be, thank you. That's an honor.
Well, we're honored that you're honored, and it was our honor to have you on the show, and thank you for doing it the easy way, man. Looking forward to it. And we'll be looking for your guys' hashtags, the easy way. Tweet us, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, K-E-N-T-O-N, Kenton J, Duty, D-U-T-Y. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Ken. I'm looking forward to interviewing you again and dancing with you again and maybe even being in the studio with you. Who knows? By the way, I got so many surprises. I don't know if I should throw them all out. We got a television show we're doing, too, that has to do with dancing and music, and we'll be talking to you about that, too. But, Ken, you're the man. We appreciate it, and I'm glad we met. I'm looking forward to great things, and we'll be talking about that anti-bullying thing, too. And don't bully. Don't bully, guys. That's the message. Do not bully. And if you know people that bully, tell them not to bully. Bullying is very bad, and Kenton rocks, and that's the easy way message with Kenton. And I talk too much. Thank you, Kenton. All right.
It's cool. You say the right things.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on the show, brother. We really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed the little intro. That was presented by Price Crown with Tina Truman. They produced that, and we appreciate them. That was your little Ed McMahon intro. That was another fan, by the way, too. And keep up the good work, brother.
Well, thank you so much. Great to be here.
All right. So, guys, that was... That was Ken Doody, you guys, from Shake It Up, and he was on Lost, big actor. He's making it happen. He's doing it the easy way. We're going to go ahead and take a quick, short break. And we'll be right back with another artist that is making it happen. He's got a unique story, actually. This artist actually turned down, I guess, one or two major record label deals, and he's got a story to tell, and we'll be right back. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, and you're listening to Easy Talk.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zulli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Alright guys, alright, it's Easy Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Kenton Duty. A little too loud, my bad. Gunther Hatsaver on Shake It Up, Disney Channel. He just finished rapping that. Now he's making moves with the music. You're going to hear it first on Easy Talk with his new album and everything he's got going on. He's a dancer. I'm going to be setting up some dance moves with him and talking about a music video. Who knows what's going to happen, but we're doing it the easy way. Remember to ICZULEY, hashtag Easy Way, and follow my blog if you guys want to hear more about some cool celebrities and what they're doing and the behind the scenes. And I'm kind of the guy of the celebrities hit up to put it out there, so I get some cool content. And in fact, we just posted a great post of my man Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger on the Power Rangers, and he was with the other original Black Rangers in the Power Rangers, and it was a picture that I was like, man, that's what Tommy looks like now, 10 years later. Whoa, that's pretty crazy. So go check it out, HollywoodItGuy.com. And we're always posting some really cool posts. So you hear the music. You hear the underground sound. You hear that bam, bam. Now, this music's provided by Mo Egger with Mo Egger Productions. We got another cool guest. This is the Highlight Artist Time. That's my new segment. I'm going to call it Highlight Artist Time. We got Mr. John Tanner in the house. John Tanner is on the show. Easy Talk. Do it the easy way. John, are you there?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, sir? How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm hearing big things. I'm hearing great things. I'm hearing great movements. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I just woke up.
You just woke up? Did you wake up just for my show?
I woke up for you.
Wow. I feel special. Go Blog Talk Radio. Woo! Go the easy way. No, I'm kidding. So, hey, man, I've been talking to your people. I'm hearing some movements. I'm hearing great things. You know, I hear that you're really into basketball, you're into kids. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Tell us about, you know, what you know, just give us the journey. Tell us about yourself first.
Well, I'm 22 now. I went to high school at Dalcastle High School in Delaware. That's where I was raised. After high school, I didn't have a job, so I started volunteering and coaching basketball at the YMCA, and I was coaching like kids from 7 to 13 or so. I was 18 at the time, so I played basketball in high school, so I never got accepted to any colleges, like any scholarships or anything like that, but I just love basketball, so that's what I continue to do. But aside of that, just music has been like just probably my main hobby all my life. That's the only thing that I really like get excited and really want to do all day, every day.
Do you ever like make your own theme song when you play basketball?
I haven't yet, but I'm thinking about doing one.
There you go. All right, so you know, your music's cracking, and you know, I talked to your manager a while. It sounds like you really like to help the community, and you know, you're making some moves with that. If you could create your own charity, your own philanthropy type of project, your own way of giving back, what would you create? What would you do?
Well, actually, when I was in college at Delaware State University, I did create my own organization, and it was called ACTIVE, and it stands for Always Committed, Taking Initiative, and Very Educated. And basically, it was a tutor group and a community activist group, and we went to elementary schools and read to the kids, and went to parks and cleaned up and held tutoring sessions for other kids that were in college who needed help. So,
oh, that's cool. How old were the kids? What age group?
No. These were for other college kids. But when we went to the school, we read to the kids, and they were like in elementary school. I'm not sure which grade. It's maybe like fourth grade, third grade.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's pretty cool that you're giving back, man. I always like to talk to people that give back and make it happen. And I heard that you're making some moves with your music, man. There's some hot music videos and some cool collaborations, and you know, you've had some cool meetings. You know, talk to us about the music story. How you doing?
Well, actually, when I started as a writer, so I wrote for a few various artists. A few major artists. I had the opportunity to work with Justin Bieber. I never placed anything on the album, but just the opportunity to work with him was great. And then I always wanted to. I'm a perfectionist, so I always wanted to just make sure that I was ready to be, you know what I'm saying, to be thrown to the wolves, which is like the media and my fans and stuff like that. I always wanted to make sure that I was prepared and that I was in the condition as far as an artist that I wanted to be. Before I just put myself out there. So that's what I've been doing, like, over the past few years. And now I feel as though I'm ready to be an artist and to be put out in the public and things like that. And I feel like I've worked on my craft enough to the point where I'm comfortable with it. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. You worked with Justin Bieber, and you probably worked with some other artists as well. That must have been a fun experience. I mean, he's probably the biggest teen idol superstar on the planet right now. So you say it so humbly, too. Hey, you know, I worked with Justin Bieber, and I'm no big deal. Yeah, okay. But hey, man, that's pretty accomplishing. So, what was the magic that was created when you worked with Bieber?
Well. I never actually got to meet him, but my team hooked up with his team, and it was a song called "Make It Better" that I wrote for him, and the song was good, but he chose not to use it for an album, which is okay, but just the opportunity to work with him and to know that I had a chance to do that with a great artist that I think he is. He's a young guy and he's mm-hmm. he's really talented, so.
And speaking of Bieber, guys, make sure to listen to the rest and the end of the show, because we have a special treat at the end, Hollywood 401, our segment with the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, Patricia Shipp. She's got some gossip with Bieber and Will Smith that has never been heard before and will be on the National Enquirer, but it comes on Easy Talk first. We always give you that little teaser, then you can go get that. So I just thought I'd shout that out there because we're mentioning the Bieber thing. But, hey, so congratulations on your accomplishing career, and I heard a story that you have been involved with record labels or a record label, mainstream, pretty big. I don't know if you want to mention the names, but you turned down some pretty major deals. Why? You know, what were your reasonings for turning down a major deal?
Well, I think in 2010, I was offered a deal by a label for a single deal. And I chose not to do that because at the time I had ego problems and I felt as though I deserved a full fledged record deal. And that was before I knew the business and knew everything about, you know what I'm saying, about finances and paperwork and stuff like that. So I chose not to go with that. After that, I was offered another deal, which I chose not to go because the record label wasn't one that I preferred. And in the summer of 2010, I was offered a deal by a major label, which I took through my management company at the time, who I'm no longer with. But we took the deal with them, and me and my manager parted ways, and I did so also with my label due to the differences that people have in business. But now, and I found myself as an independent artist, and I have new management now, and everything's looking up. So. Everything's
there you
great
go. Now you're in 2013, and we're making that happen. And shout out to Mike Martino. Ask John Tanner if he's going on tour soon. Want to know when he's coming out. So we're always shouting out the fans that are tweeting us. Thank you, Mike Martino. So that's the fan question for Mr. John Tanner.
I'll probably be going on tour sometime in May, after my mixtape drops probably the late to mid April. The mixtape is Good Morning, Mr. Tanner, so I'll be going on tour for that in May. And the tour dates and the cities will be posted on my website, johntannermusic.com.
Well, there you go, guys. And so, Mr. John Tanner, if you could have any, I just do random stupid. This is random stupid time right now, guys. Random stupid time. If you could have any three wishes, what would you wish for?
My first.
Better hurry! You're gonna get that Jeopardy sound. Do 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 do.
My first wish would be just to have every single person in the world be able to listen to my music at their disposal, just to be able to pick up an iPod and everybody have all of my music on their iPod. That would be my first wish. My second wish would be for it to be just like the biggest school in the world for kids who don't want to be accountants or who don't want to be lawyers or, you know what I'm saying, or doctors, for kids who have dreams that they don't get to work on in high school, like if they want to be artists or if they want to, you know what I'm saying, start their own business or things like that, like just for kids to be able to build their dreams as kids and be able to continue it as they get older so they don't have to start at such a late age. And the third wish would just be for everybody just to be happy, like in the world. Everybody just to be happy and do what they love to do.
Oh, that's a cop out answer. Everybody just be happy. that's like saying I want a million wishes.
I want an orange McLaren. That's my real.
There you go. See, be real. I want a voice activated Austin Martin. Damn it. No. All right. So. What message do you think that your music gives off to the fans?
I try to diversify my music a lot. I try to experiment in different realms, whether it be pop or R&B or jazz or different things. I try to use different elements in my music so that fans can relate to it on an everyday basis, such as, you know what I'm saying, songs with different tempos and different emotions, because people are humans, and I think a lot of songs nowadays are based on a lot of artists are too narrow when it comes to their song genres and stuff like that, because everybody's different and everybody experiences different things and everybody has different feelings and emotions. So I think artists should use those experiences more in their music, and I try to do that. So I feel like my fans will be able to connect to me more that way.
You got me curious. What artists are you talking about?
I don't want to name.
No, you don't want to throw one of my. Okay, what style of music? Give us a hint, because I'm trying to really understand what you're saying, and I think the fans would want to know too.
What you mean, the style of music that I do, or the style of music that I don't?
The style of music you don't see.
Do.
Yeah, the second one. The style of music that if just give us like an idea. Or, you know, some hints, because I'm trying to see what, because you're saying that you don't think certain type of music is, in your opinion, what it should be, or, you know, I'm trying to, what type of music are you talking
about?
No,
what I'm saying is, like, certain artists, like, for instance, like, a rapper may only rap about one thing throughout his music, you know what I'm saying? Like, a so-called hood artist may only rap about hood music, you know what I'm saying, where people aren't that way all the time. Or an R&B singer may only have love songs, where people aren't in love all the time, you know what I'm saying? I think artists should diversify their music and connect in ways with their fans that, you know what I'm saying, that they know everybody goes through on an everyday basis.
Okay, now I understand.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Now, as far as your progression and promotion of your career, social media, do you have any social media success stories? And what I mean is, sometimes people don't understand this question, so I'll give you an example. One of my success stories would be I actually met a gentleman that wanted to interview me for Washington Times, and I ended up, through that interview, meeting the lead editor of the Washington Times and then getting my own column. you know, something that progressed you forward via social media, meeting somebody on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Do you have any stories like that?
I have, just recently, maybe three weeks ago, I released a song that I have called Surprise, which was produced by a friend of mine named Sack, who also did Donald Trump for Mac Miller. And I released this song and I put it on YouTube, and it was featured on Worldstar, and it did 3.4 million views, I believe, in the first day. So that was awesome, and I got like a lot of emails from a lot of different people who want to work with me, and a lot of different other labels who were curious about me. And then the following week after that, I released another song, which was called Face Paint, who was produced by Johnny Giuliano, and that one actually did 3.6 million. So a total of seven something million views or whatever over the course of 2 weeks really like boosted me and gave me like a credible fan base now. So I guess that's a success story. If you
3.1 million? And you know we're best friends now, right? Like, what's your Twitter? No. that's hot, man. And that, well, I know Worldstar Hip Hop is actually one of the biggest. As far as hip hop goes, that's one of the biggest. It's like the YouTube for hip hop. And
yeah,
I actually have chatted a couple times with the founder or president, and I don't know exactly what his title is. Q, with Worldstar.
I don't know
if that's still him. Yeah, well, and that's pretty accomplishing, man. That's pretty accomplishing. Congratulations on that one. So would you say what's the most views you've ever gotten on a video?
For FacePaint, 3.6.
What's the most views combined as far as like all of your social media? If you combine everything, you know, social media wise, other sites, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, feed, all that stuff. If you were to combine everything, where do you think you're at?
Like all the views from everything?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 10 million, 15 million.
I have a lot of stuff, a lot of places. The labels are definitely looking. Okay, so I'm gonna hook up the lady fans. I'm gonna hook up all your lady fans. Are you single?
I am.
You are single. There you go, girls. So tweet them up. You know, and what's your number? No, okay.
I can give you my Twitter name.
Yeah, you go ahead and give the Twitter name. John Tanner_, right?
It's at John Tanner underscore. It's two underscores. So at JohnTanner_.
Oh, okay. So remember that two underscores, guys. I didn't get to ask you then because I tried. I didn't know it was two underscores. So now, and what would you say a perfect relationship would be, in your eyes?
A perfect relationship are. Any two people, whatever combination they are, that are happy together and make each other happy and trust each other and love each other, that's the perfect relationship. As long as two people are happy.
If you could create the perfect date, remember all your girls are listening right now, and you're gonna see them at the mall. So just be careful what you say. Right. If you create the perfect date, you know, how would you do that?
The perfect date.
They didn't warn you about me, did they?
No, they didn't. I didn't get the memo. I would have wrote down some answers, but I guess just whatever is fun. Like I like to have fun. I don't like to go on typical like first dates. Like I don't like to like go to dinner. Like you know what I'm saying? Like go to the movies or something on the first date. That's something that you can do whenever. Maybe like go kart driving or whatever, like something fun, like go mini golfing or go to the batting cages or go get ice cream or something active.
That's cool. Or write them a song.
What's that?
I said that's cool. Or write them a song if they're really special.
Or write.
Only
the special ones get songs. Only three women in my life have ever gotten songs.
Oh, okay. And
my mom was one of them, and she doesn't really count.
Oh, okay, so you got two women. So do you think those two women are listening right now?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. So you didn't promote my show then?
No. I did promo, but they don't like me anymore. So.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them to holler at me. I'll tell them that you're a good guy. So tell them.
I'll give them your number.
No, don't do that. I can tell there's some sort of the women drama thing. But you can give my Twitter. Yeah, give anybody my Twitter. Everybody can follow me. All they want. But hey, thanks for being on the show, man. I had a lot of fun. And you know, in closing, and go ahead and you know, promo is whatever you'd like to promo, whatever you'd like to tell your fans. I know you probably have a lot of fans. Tell them to follow me on Twitter. You know, and if you want to do any type of, I like to always help interact my guests with the fans. If you want to do any autograph signings or any certain tweets or retweets or anything like that, maybe tell them that, and we'll hashtag EasyWay within it, and we'll get some fans give some fans some benefits, and interact with them. They can email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Would you mind giving some autograph headshots or retweeting some people, following some people?
Not at all. Hashtag. They can hashtag Good Morning, Mr. Tanner. Spelled just like how it sounds. And my Twitter name, like I said, is @JohnTanner with 2 underscores. My Instagram is the same thing, @JohnTanner, 2 underscores. My YouTube is YouTube/JohnTannerMusic, and my website is JohnTannerMusic.com. And also for them to follow you, Eric, at HollywoodItGuy.com, or at Eric Zuley, @EricZuley, ERICZULEY. On Twitter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, sir. So, hey guys, if you're listening, definitely support and listen and check out the YouTube. If you're doing, and also hashtag EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, WAY. Man, it's a new age. It's a digital age now. I remember when you used to just write things down or watch TV, and now everything's on cell phones and social media and hashtag this and hashtag that or touchpads. And I've actually seen kids, like, open books up that are pieces of paper, and they're, like, kind of moving the paper. They're like, why isn't this moving? Oh, wait, this is paper. Actually physically move it over. It's crazy what technology's doing. But, hey, man, thank you so much for being on the show and looking forward to your music and, you know, all the magic and everything. And I'll make sure to double underscore John Tanner this time so we can keep in touch and everything. And shout-outs to your team. Shout-outs to your manager. Shout-outs to everybody that's moving you forward. And, you know, if you ever want us to blog you out and, you know, you can email as well, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. And that's what we do. I hope you enjoyed doing it the easy way, being on the show, being on Easy Talk. I appreciate your time. You know, go tell the next 4 record labels you can get on the phone now.
All right, man. It was nice talking to you. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. All right, guys. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. You just listened to John Tanner, and we got coming up. We're gonna go ahead and do a quick little. Actually, if John Tanner, if you're still on, you can listen to this track. This is actually a couple pretty cool artists that are. You know, we always try to highlight artists, and they got some skills and all that stuff. So we're going to go ahead and pop on Alizé, Code Red. You guys heard it in the beginning. Now you're going to hear it in the end. And when we come back, we're going to hear a couple more commercials. Then you get to hear Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and she's got some stuff that she wants to tell you, and it's juicy gossip about Will Smith, Justin Bieber, and many, many other people. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Better give me that man, not a boy that can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep him wide awake. Say, ah, ah, ah.
We have a COVID.
Say you want it, you can make it extra.
slate. But give me that red and he will never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candle. If I had one wish, it would be a red and
pop on Anthony Starr, The Way You Are. The song is called The Way You Are. Anthony Starr, The Way You Are. Hope you like it.
What's up, man? We got our highlight art.
No, that's why do I keep doing it? I got to relabel that. Let me see if I can find this. And sorry about that, guys. That's not the one that we're looking for. I almost had that so perfect, too. That was... Not, that was Mo Egger, actually, that was just talking there. Mo Egger, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And he's got a great show. If you're an artist and you're looking to, you're looking to get discovered, get heard, and all that fun stuff, you could definitely hit that show up, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday. So we're going to go ahead and pop on another one. This is Save Our Youth.
You know, there's a lot of negative things going on in our community, and I think it's time to come together. It's being time to come together. And you know what they say, it takes a village to raise a child. So let's save our youth. Can we all come together and show our youth we care? Even though it might be challenging, they need to know we there. In my eyes, it's like all this madness isn't fair. What a shame, because their souls are pure, but who's to blame? If we all came together, I'm sure that we can change, make a difference in their lives. They'll see it ain't the same. It's not about hanging out on the corner, making change. It's about education and getting occupation, living to chase your dreams. Life ain't hard as it seems. Choose the right way, choose the path to success. Go for what you know, study hard, do your best. Keep your head in the books, not the streets, have a test. Think about it, do you really want to be in these streets? Trying to make yourself out for who you're trying to be. Is it really truly worth it going to jail over dumbness? Put your faith in God, that positive overcome this. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up for truth because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up for truth because your blessing's on the way.
I'ma need y'all to stand up. No longer the crab in the bucket theory. Give them a hand, bruh. One black fist in the air, we occupying things. I don't think they really know what they starting. First Oscar Grant, Charlie, then Trayvon Martin. Another day, another tear in another mother's eye. Another brother gone, when will we realize? Barely legal, barely live, gunned down by young gunner. One want to be a hooper, the other number one stunner. One in the pen, one in the grave, same song. Panhandler game, it's time to get our change on. Stand up and let them know that we care. Hug one next to you, let them know that you're there. It's still a hard knock life, so we leave the ones that need to be left to get it right. It's your life, and only you can live it.
Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up and truth because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up and truth because your blessing's on the way. This right here is a message to Trayvon. Just thinking how your life ended blew my mind. This here is crazy, the world we live in. The violence gotta stop, it's nothing but more sinning. How could you go and take another person's life? It's not your judgment call, and he did it so fast like it was right. Thank God we finally got the justice and choice that he made. Yeah, got him locked away, apart. Staying strong, this community our home. So we gotta make it better, stay focused, and stay calm.
Talk. I hope you're enjoying this music, and we're almost there. We're creeping. We're almost there. You're about to hear Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. She's got some gossip for you. Get ready. I wish I had a drum roll. It's coming real soon, but we're going to go ahead and pop on Go Crazy. Go Crazy from Ochoa Boys. They were my last guests, and they're actually one of the brothers is on Disney, Pair of Kings. This is Disney Month. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, Disney Month. I hope you guys enjoyed Zach Callison, the voice of Sophia the First on Disney, and Tommy Davidson, which was the voice of the father on the Proud Family. And then we had the Ochoa Boys, Ryan Ochoa's on the Pair of Kings on Disney. And then we had Mr. Kenton Duty himself, Kenton Duty from Disney Channel, shook it up. We just shook it up. We shook it up on Easy Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So we're going to pop on Go Crazy by Ochoa Boys. And when we come back, we got Miss Patricia Shipp, who's got some gossip for you. Hollywood 401, only on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast. And I'm your host, Eric Easy Zooey. Stay tuned. We got lots more coming up. Yeah.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the right. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Look at the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. We're in the mix, she's in a dream, join the team, feel free to scream, be part of the scene, what?
We're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to neighbors complaining, screaming, here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First look, then a hand, come to find out he was singing for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing, cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style, we start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night,
we're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic, what you like, up all night.
Late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids join this wave, so many lights you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow your cranium, we're so wild, feel like stadium, everyone. Next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's past, going crazy this tune. Gentle to rush into your veins so fast. Push you to half, nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action to be hard to forget. So let us leave, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Who would you like? Up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Easy Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So a little bit of music, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right, is it time to rap? I don't know. Should I bust a little flow? I don't know. Let's see. Should I bust a little beat here from Mo Egger Productions? Mo Egger every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Man, I hope you're just ready because you didn't even knew me. I'm just the newbie, but you know you cruise with me here on Easy Talk. Rock the walk, I'm having fun, but you know this show is so hot. And you know what, I just try to be the host man, and I'm loving man with all my fans. You guys are tweeting me, and I love it freely, and I hope that you just love Easy. We're getting autographs as I rap. My man, Kenton Duty, doing that thing. He's just shooting those pens and just things. He likes to sing and pop and rap. I don't know. I try to get that boy. I try to get him go. I try to get him to go and just do a little song, but it didn't. And me asking, that was kind of wrong. It was like putting him on the spot. It's all good, though, because we're still keeping it. Just a lot of rhymes. It's this time to hang out with everybody, the fans. I'm the man, Easy, with the master plan. All right, guys, it's Easy Talk. Having fun. I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, 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 okay. You ready? Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready. We're about to put Miss Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. I mean, National Enquirer is one of the biggest magazines in the world when it comes to gossip. Oh, my God, it's so cool that she's on my show. Oh, so cool. So Patricia Shipp is the gossip queen. I mean, she gets every little, whatever's hot as far as stories and gossip, she gets it. And she, it's so cool that she's on my show, and she's doing a segment. Every Friday, you guys get to hear some sort of, just tune in. Every Friday, you get to hear some sort of cool piece of gossip, whatever. So anyway, we were talking about some gossip with Justin Bieber and Will Smith and some other really cool stuff. So without further ado, we have
Miss
the newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey, you guys, it's Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer bringing you all the juicy gossip for the week. Please go out and pick up the paper so you can, you know, read the rest of the story. But let's start with Will Smith is on a mission to save Justin Bieber. It just seems like this, you know, this kid is just getting into more and more trouble. He's fighting with the neighbors about his Ferrari, making all the noise. It just sounds like he's, you know, just going through a lot of growing pains. But Will Smith has taken out of control Justin Bieber under his wing, and he has even accompanied the young heartthrob on parts of his international tour to help him keep himself in line. The baby singer has been on a downward spiral since breaking up with Disney starlet girlfriend Selena Gomez in late December, and his antics have his mom, Patty, so worried. She's reached out to Men in Black star Will for his help. You know, Will has always been, you know, on the straight and narrow, so he's a good, you know, person. I'm surprised he didn't call Jay-Z or Usher because they've been, you know, Justin's mentors, but I guess, you know, she really wanted Will to step in and help her out with her troubled teenager. Hopefully he won't turn out to be like Lindsay Lohan. God, that's all we need, right? But hopefully Justin will, you know, they'll be able to snap him out of it and he'll start being a little more respectful and get back in line. And now we have Timberlake is puts work before his marriage. Now, Justin, you know, him and his wife, not been married too long, but Justin Timberlake's workaholic ways are wrecking his marriage to Jessica Biel, say sources. The sexy back singer is so focused on his new album, The 2020 Experience, and prepping for a tour with Jay-Z that Jessica is accusing him of putting his career first. Jessica feels totally neglected by Justin, and between time he spent on the studio finishing his album, rehearsing for his Grammy Award performance, promoting the album, and now prepping for his tour, they've seen each other very little since the beginning of the year, and she's not happy about it. So, you know, if you know how it goes. You know what the saying is, if mama not happy, nobody's happy. So hopefully Justin will get back home and make mama happy, because he'll be miserable if he doesn't. And Patti Stanger, you know, the millionaire matchmaker, you know, she gives advice to women all the time about what, you know, to do and do not of meeting a guy, which you can't do on the first date and all that kind of stuff. Well, watch out, Patti. Your Prince Charming may not be as great as you think he is. The Enquirer has learned that David Krause, the new beau of Bravo's millionaire matchmaker, Patti Stanger, has a complicated past. During his 2002 divorce, a father of two was accused of trying to shortchange his wife of child support, and in 2007 he was hit with a domestic violence charge by his former fiancé. While Patti has a long list of rules for her wealthy clients in search of their soulmate, friends say the 51-year-old is throwing caution to the wind when it comes to her own romance with a 42-year-old mortgage banker. So hopefully Patti will check him out before she jumps the broom. And we wish the best for Patti. She's a nice woman, and we want her to be happy. So hopefully she will check this guy out before she says I do. And that's Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer. And talk to you guys next week.
Oops.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, the Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. Easy connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, it's Easy Talk. We're back. I hope you—wow, that's some gossip right there. And, you know, we try not to go too far, but it's still some really good information if you're interested about what's going on in Hollywood and all these wonderful people you see on TV and radio and all that fun stuff. It's still some great information. So we're going to pop on Trey Bugs, Twitter lover. We'll be right back.
like you wanna send them tweets tonight.
Hey girl,
that's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight. As soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone, and I knew that there was only one thing.
TheEasyShow.com. You can go to all the cool stuff, all my episodes and everything. Just hang with me and my crazy Hollywood life. But check out the archives. Check out the shows. Check out all the past shows. We've had a lot of really cool guests on, a lot of really cool conversations. My show with Kevin Sorbo, which was Hercules, if you guys remember him, was especially awesome with some of the things he's done. We're always giving advice. We're having influential individuals give you advice, kind of how their struggles are and what to do, and that's how we rock. That's how we roll. But we got a really cool couple of shows coming up this month in April. We have some of the established, some of the most established producers that really, you know, there's a lot of producers that say that they're producers, but these are producers that are signed with agents. They've done things. They have projects on TV. They have movies. They're really making some major moves, and we're doing it the easy way with them. We got one serious producer named Datari Turner. If you want to look him up on IMDb, he's actually going to be coming on. I also have a friend of mine, Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. Don't know exactly when we're going to have her on, but we are going to be having her on. She is the lady when it comes to the Grammys, Soul Train Music Awards, BET Awards. When it comes to music and awards, she is the queen. She's got some really interesting stories coming up. We got producers, and I've mentioned that, and we have a couple really cool guests that you guys will recognize, and we're just keeping it moving. So unfortunately, Disney month is over. We are going to be having a couple of Disney stars and Nickelodeon stars. A couple of the Power Rangers are going to be coming back. We're going to be having a lot of fun, but the Disney month is over. I hope you guys enjoyed this month. This next month coming up is going to be producer month. Like people that they could be stars, they could be, you know, actors, but they really got producers' mindsets. That's who we're going to be bringing on this month, and they're they're making some moves, and they're teaching you how to make those moves. And a lot of people want to know how you make projects work, and we're going to teach you that on Easy Talk. And have fun. So make sure you guys catch all the other shows tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't miss it. Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. His show is hot. He's got a cool guest on. And he's always, I mean, he's making some moves, and he's talking to you while he's doing it. And this guy is, like, flying everywhere, and he's just crazy, crazy, crazy busy, but he's still making those spots on Easy Way Broadcasting, making that time slot. He's, I mean, sometimes I need to be behind the scenes and working the board, and I need to do this and do that. Sometimes I need to be, canceling stuff I'm doing. He needs to be canceling stuff, but we're making it work for you guys. It's tough. It's really tough, but we are keeping this show going, and I really hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you can hit us up at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com and let us know your opinion. Fuel us. Let us know that you enjoy everything that you hear. You enjoy our guests. You enjoy these shows. Sunday, if there's philanthropists out there, if there's people that enjoy charity, if there's people that want to support charity, Rick Rosman, The Rosman Experience, Rick Rosman, R-O-Z-M-A-N, rickrosman.com, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday. This Sunday, he actually was interviewing a pastor, and it's in regards to Easter Sunday. By the way, happy Good Friday. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Happy Easter weekend. I hope you guys have a wonderful Easter. You find the Easter baskets that you're looking for, and you get to color your eggs with your family, and spend this weekend with your family, man. If you're in the industry, just if you're in the business, and if you're just a busy person, you work all the time, this is the weekend of all weekends that you got to spend it with your family. This is a serious, serious weekend. But I enjoyed you guys. I hope you enjoyed me, Easy Talk. So stay tuned. Next week, I'll be back next Friday. We've got an awesome guest, more cool advice. I'm going to be telling you next week, I'm going to be talking about teams, how to formulate your team, how to find the right team, and how to move forward with your team, and how to follow up, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So if you like the show, do me a favor and go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and tweet it and follow it. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, like that. Or just easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com if you want to keep in touch. You know, we're just doing what we can. Hope you guys enjoy the shows. Make it happen. That's how we roll. Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. I'm your man, Easy, Eric Zuli, Hollywood It Guy, here to stay. Yeah, that's how we do it. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Lots of fun. All right.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.